This is Steve Sherlock with another series of podcasts for Franklin Matters. This is number 109 in the series, and this is primarily a recording of the Franklin Delegate Ladybug event when the Ladybug landed on Tuesday, February 10th. There was a brief ceremony to acknowledge the landing. Claire Griffin and Kai Olson of the Franklin Cultural Committee kick off the event. Then the Franklin delegates to Beacon Hill, Senator Karen Spilka, Representative Jeff Roy, and Senator Richard Ross, each take a turn to acknowledge this event. As the recording ends, the group is gathering for a group photo. The photos from this event have been posted to Flickr and Facebook for you to review and enjoy. What was the Ladybug Project and how did this ladybug land here? They'll get into a little bit of the detail in each of the briefs from the senators and the representative, but Claire Griffin and Beth Simon spearheaded the Ladybug Committee to obtain 25 ladybugs, solicit sponsors, and artists for each of them, coordinate their showing on the town common in August, and then at the Harvest Festival in October. The delegate ladybug will now be on display at the municipal building to remind us of the story of the ladybug being selected as the state bug for Massachusetts. Money from the fundraising portion of this community art project will be used eventually for a fitting memorial for Palmer Johnson, the Kennedy School teacher whose class developed the proposal and successfully petitioned the state 40 years ago to have the ladybug become the state bug. That was quite an accomplishment 40 years ago. And the project this past year, as a community art project, was an equally good accomplishment. So without further ado, here's the recording of the brief ceremony on Tuesday, February 10th, 2015, at the Franklin Municipal Building.
Everybody knows I'm Claire Griffin.
Hi, Claire.
Retired. This ladybug thing was
a monumental
task, but one well worth the effort, and it was a great pleasure to spend the summer and fall of this year, and spring actually of last year, getting 25 ladybugs sponsored and raising money to honor the 40th anniversary of our state bug, founded here in Franklin by a group of 8-year-old children and their teacher, Palmer Johnson, from the Kennedy School. And I'm just so grateful to our state delegates, Jeff Roy, Richard Ross, Karen Spilka, for supporting us, supporting the town, and for also dedicating this ladybug to Franklin's Municipal Building for people from all over the town to see and enjoy. And hopefully it'll give people pause about this really monumental project that these children undertook 40 years ago, many of whom still remember those days and have talked to me over the past several months, and just are so proud. And Palmer's family also donated 2 ladybugs to the Franklin Public Library to honor her. So we're very grateful, and I just wanted to hand the ladybug over to you.
You going to physically do that?
I'm not going to physically do that.
They are pretty light.
I want to give you, because you're handing this ladybug over, I would like to present each of you with something as a kind of a memento of your efforts to support our town and support the things that make Franklin unique. And this is certainly one of them. So, Jeff, this is for you.
Thank you so much.
And wow. Richard, Ross.
You're nice.
Thank you so much.
So take those, and hopefully you can have them to show to your constituents and we're very thankful and very proud of the efforts that you guys have all made, aside from supporting our project, but just supporting the town in general and doing what you can to represent us. So thank you.
We're just going to speak briefly. Each, I want to thank you so much for all of your work, and thank each one that's here, each and every one of you that's here helps contribute to the wonderful town that Franklin is. I mean, it's all the phrase you hear, it takes a village. I like to think of all that we do as pieces of a puzzle that so wonderfully fit together here in Franklin to make this a terrific town to live, work, and play in. And I do want to say that I can't think of a more fun way to teach civics education than not only what happened 40 years ago with Ms. Johnson's classroom and all of the kids, which you've noted already that all the kids remember, but to do this ladybug to continue the legacy of making civic education fun. I mean, think of how many people got involved in this and how many people saw it when it was outside and what a tremendous project this is, all highlighting the process of your voice matters, of the fact that people working together can make a difference, and the fact that our democracy is based on participation. I mean, that's a pretty phenomenal lesson that not only was taught to the kids in Ms. Johnson's class 40 years ago, but to all of the townspeople and all of the people that heard about this project and saw it. And it's a tremendous opportunity to show the power of partnerships as well, people working together. So I applaud all of you. I also applaud my colleagues from the House and the Senate. This was a great project to work on together, and it was a lot of fun. So thank you so much.
It was fun, too.
It was.
We had a good time doing it. Thanks for including us. I just wanted to say that I want to thank Claire for really spearheading this drive. Ben Beth, you guys were at every single event really pushing this program. The ladybug is a real special story. And when the three of us were talking about where we hoped that this bug would end up, and I think the bug is grateful that it's going to be in this life, especially if you look at the snow out there, that this thing would be buried and we wouldn't see it again until June. But you know, the nice thing about it, it was a group of second graders, one who went on to be a 19-year state representative. Talk about inspiration. So we talked about bringing this to the town hall with the hopes that people would come in, whether be it children, be it parents, anybody would come into this building, would see this ladybug, and it would be a constant reminder to them that they, too, can participate in government and effectuate change. This was a group of kids who had the ultimate civic lesson 40 years ago, and so grateful that you remembered each and every one of them. I was happy to get to speak with a few of them along the way, and I'm so grateful for the town of Franklin for opening its arms and welcoming the ladybug into the town hall, and I'm looking forward to seeing it every time I come in. So thank you.
I think I'd like to just say that it is a continuing lesson in civics, if you will. It's continuing to infect new generations with the bug, so to speak, and hopefully it will continue to be such an important symbol to future school children as it was in the past. Again, both civic engagement, the ability to make change and to participate in the process, and that's really the message I think we all hope we've learned in this whole thing. So congratulations, you've done a good job making sure that happens.
One other piece I forgot. Every time kids come into the State House, at the end of the tour, we give them a copy of this book, which is the Ladybug Story. It's not just the Franklin delegation that hands out this book. It's the Secretary of State at the bookstore and their office hand this out to every group of kids who will take the tour. So they're hearing about what this class in Franklin did on their own every single day of the year. So this this book is a great source of pride and talks about Franklin's great history and these kids in this class. So again, thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
We're going to accept it on the part of the town.
Matt.
Right.
Here we go. Ready? You have to take it home. It's not that bad.
I know. Why doesn't everybody get in for a picture?
Everybody in.
Get around the ladybug.
Stand around the ladybug.
Okay. Okay.
Sally.
Sally.
Yeah, come
on. Even out. Even out a little bit.
As we close this special session, let me remind you that if you like what I'm doing here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something, please tell me. It's through this feedback loop that you can help me improve the information I provide for you. Thank you for listening. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.